This podcast is sponsored by Health Dove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation.
Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider.
The information in today's topic is taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is raisins. Raisins are made by dehydrating grapes. The size and shape of small pebbles, raisins have wrinkled skin surrounding chewy flesh that tastes like a burst of sugary sweetness. Raisins are produced via one of three commercially used methods: sun-dried, which is natural, artificially dried, which is dipped, and sulfur dioxide treated golden raisins. Among the most popular types of raisins are Sultana, Malaga, Moncuca, Zante Currant, Muscat, and Thompson Seedless. Although the colors of raisins vary, they are generally a deep brown color. It's possibly or probably safe to say that raisins were discovered by humans first time they found them accidentally dried out on the vine. But it took several hundreds of years before they determined which of the 8,000 varieties of grape genus would produce the best raisins. Historians informed us that the ancient Phoenicians and Armenians took the first step in perfecting viniculture, the process of grape growing and selection. Between 120 and 900 BCE, the Phoenicians started vineyards in Spain and Greece. Concurrently, the Armenians founded vineyards in the present-day Turkey, Iran, and Iraq. These growing areas had the perfect climate for making raisins and were conveniently close to Greece and Rome, the first markets for raisins. In ancient Rome, raisins were adorned in places of worship, used as barter currency, and given as prizes for supporting events. Grapes had flourished in the New World in New Mexico and California since the 19th century. However, it wasn't until 1851 that a profitable Muscat raisin was grown in San Diego, and it turned out San Diego was not ideal for raisin growing. Although it was fortunate to have plenty of sunshine during the summer months, it lacked sufficient water to support large vineyards. Farmer then moved north, searching for a perfect spot to grow raisins, and discovered the son of the San Joaquin Valley. The San Joaquin Valley has ample sunshine, a long, hot growing season, and a copious water supply from Sierra Nevada, which makes it one of the most fertile valleys in the world. As a result, the San Joaquin Valley soon became the center of the Californian raisin industry. The other leading world producers of raisins are Australia, Turkey, Greece, Iran, and Chile. Let's look at some nutritional highlights of the raisin. Raisins are an excellent source of trace mineral boron. They're also a very good source of antioxidant and dietary fiber, and a good source of vitamins B1 and B6. A 3.5 ounce serving is about 2/3 cup, not packed, and provides 299 calories, 3.1 gram of protein, 0.5 gram of fat, and 79.2 gram of carbohydrates, with a 3.7 gram of fiber and 59.2 gram of natural sugars, as well as 1.9 gram of iron and 749 grams of potassium. Health benefits of raisins. Raisins, like prunes, they are often recommended to promote bowel regularity due to their high fiber content. However, a possible new use of raisins is as an alternative to sodium nitrite, a preservative commonly used in bacon, beef jerky, prepared lunch meats, and ham. Sodium nitrite has been found to break down into cancer-causing chemical known as nitrosamines during digestion. Food science researchers at Oregon State University have shown that the ground-up raisins are an excellent substitute for sodium nitrite. In addition to inhibiting bacterial growth, raisins bring multiple nutritional benefits to products traditionally preserved with sodium nitrite because they are high in antioxidants and have lots of fiber. In blind taste tests, a scientific panel in Oregon State University Century Research Laboratory in Corvallis evaluated raisin jerky, typical commercial type jerky made with sodium nitrite, and jerky made without any preservatives. The three types of jerky were evaluated for flavor, texture, chewiness, overall liking, and appearance. Panelists ranked the 10% raisin jerky as superior to the sodium nitrite control and the preservative-free jerky in terms of overall liking, flavor, texture, and appearance. The panelists said that the sweet and tangy flavor imparted by the raisins was pleasing and that it made the jerky seem less salty. Now let's look at how to select and store. If possible, repurchase raisins that are sold in bulk or is transparent containers so that you can judge their quality, checking to see that they are moist and undamaged. When buying raisins in a sealed opaque container, make sure that the container is tightly sealed and that the raisins are produced or packaged by a reputable company. Storing raisins in a refrigerator in an airtight container will extend their freshness and prevent them from becoming dried out. So if you purchase raisins in single serving boxes and do not want to transfer them to another container, store the boxes in the refrigerator to extend their shelf life. Raisins stored in this manner can be kept up to 1 year. And so here are some tips for preparing. Raisins that are fresh and have been stored properly will require no special attention prior to eating them or using them in a recipe. And so to restore dried out raisins before adding them to a recipe, you place them in a bowl covered with little hot water for a few minutes, and you can even use a nutrients-infused liquid in the recipe. Raisins that are stuck together can be easily separated by heating them on a cookie sheet at 275 degrees Fahrenheit for a few minutes. And so you can put your raisins, you can eat your raisins raw, just like you purchased them. And they are a great addition to homemade granola, sprinkled over any breakfast cereal, hot or cold. They go well in most baked goods. You add them to breads, muffins, and cookies. You also add raisin, almonds, peppers, and onions to brown rice to make it a tasty dish. Okay, and you also mix them with your favorite nuts for high energy protein and fiber-packed homemade snacks or trail mix. So some safety issues. Since grapes from which raisins are made are among the foods on which pesticides residue have been most frequently found, we recommend choosing organic, unsulfured varieties. And so raisin contains small amounts of oxalates. So individuals with a history of calcium oxalate containing kidney stones should limit their consumption of raisins. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus. Have a blessed week.
You have have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus.
Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is sage. The silver green leaves of the sage bush make it a popular decorative garden plant. But the sage bush that grows wild in the United States is much too bitter to eat. Instead, it is garden sage that we add to our recipes. Garden sage belongs to the mint family. The botanical name Salvia translates to savior. The leaves are grayish silver green in color and lance shape, with prominent veins running throughout. Sage leaves are 2 to 3 inches long and a half inch wide, and have an earthy, aromatic taste that is simultaneously sweet and bitter. Sage is a native of nations all around the Mediterranean Sea and has been enjoyed in these regions for several thousand years. In medicinal lore, sage has one of the longest histories of use of any herb in cooking and in medicine. The Greeks and Romans recognized and made the most of the many healing properties of sage. Considering it a sacred plant, the Romans developed a special ritual even just to gather it. Both of civilization also took advantage of its utilitarian purpose as a meat preservative, a tradition that continued until the beginning of refrigeration. Arab physicians of the 10th century believed that it promoted immortality, and increased mental acumen. In the 14th century, Europeans used it as a safeguard for witchcraft. As a tea, sage was in such high demand in China during the 17th century that the Chinese are said to have traded 3 cases of black tea leaves to the Dutch to procure 1 case of sage leaves. The high esteem which sage is regarded has apparently not faded. Modern day science is just beginning to confirm the ancient uses of sage as both a medicine and a preservative. It has been shown that sage contains compounds that can keep food preserved and serve as powerful antioxidants. Sage was given the distinguished title of Herb of the Year in 2021 by the International Herb Association. The health benefits of sage are similar to those attributed to other members of the mint family. Sage is perhaps more similar to rosemary. The primary medicine components in sage are volatile oils, flavonoids, and rosmarinic acid. Some of the distinct effects of sage that have been reported include anhedonic, prevents perspiration, blood sugar lowering effects in diabetics, antimicrobial, and drying up the flow of milk during lactation. The latter effect is the reason why herbalists recommend that pregnant and nursing women avoid sage. Whenever possible, choose sage over dried form of the herb. Use fresh sage over the dried form of the herb, since it's superior in flavor. The leaves of the fresh herb should be a vibrant silver green in color and free from dark spots or yellowing. To store fresh sage leaves, carefully wrap them in a damp paper towel and place inside a loosely colored plastic bag. Store in the refrigerator, where they should stay fresh for several days. If fresh sage is not available, choose dried. A tablespoon of fresh sage equal 1.5 teaspoons rubbed or 1 teaspoon powdered sage. Dry sage come in either whole, rubbed, lightly ground, or powder form. As with other herbs, when purchasing sage, choose organically grown sage when possible, since organically grown herbs are much less likely to have been eradicated. Dried sage should be kept in a highly sealed glass container in a cool, dark place where it remains fresh for about 6 months. The most popular use of sage is a stuffing of turkey during Thanksgiving, but sage has many other uses as well. Sage can be added to bread, soups, most vegetables and legumes. And since the flavor is sage is very delicate, it's best to add the herb near the end of the cooking process so that it will retain its maximum essence. And so, some quick serving ideas. Sage tea is an excellent diaphoretic and can help induce a good sweat if you have a fever. It's used for stuffing, combined cube bread and olive oil and vegetables or chicken and broth. And it can make combined in soup. And when you're baking chicken, you can also add sage to the recipe. For safety, no significant safety concerns are associated with dietary levels of the consumption of sage. But of course, you know, if you are allergic to sage, do not consume it. This is Dr. Wanda Herbert, and I'll see you in the next episode of Healthy Focus.